Nisachas Git in Daf Yud Beis, sixth lunch on the bottom of Daf Yud Alpha and Beis, and the Gemara ended off by discussing a Tefes Lubachoyd of Mokim Shechav Lachirim, and the Gemara continues, Omar Chisto, a Tefes Lubachoyd of Mokim Shechav Lachirim, Bonal Machlekes, Rabbi Lezra Abonon, that as to the question as to a case where Shimon owes money to Levi, and can Reuven grab the Metatlan of Shimon on behalf of Levi, that is Machlekes between Rabbi Lezra and Rabbonon, and Rav Chisto continues the Tanan as we have a Mishnah in Perak Dal in Mesechtes Peah, Mishalikas Peah, Va'omar Rezu Lupleini Oni. If Reuven, who is an usher, and he goes and collects payah in a field that doesn't belong to him, and he says, I'm collecting this payah on behalf of Shimon, who is an ani, and in this case, Reuven is being typhus to payah on behalf of Shimon, even though it is to the detriment of other aniim, who will not be able to get this payah. So this seems to be a classic case of typhus b'chayv, b'makrin chav l'achirim, and we see a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Chamon. Rabbi Lezer on the Zachalai, Rabbi Lezer says it works, and Reuven can take this for Shimon and give this to Shimon, and no one could be meicha. The Chamon say it doesn't work, and therefore the first oni that comes and claims the right to this payah can take the payah. And Zakrav Chista, it seems clear that Rabbi Lezer holds that Tevis Abachayv Makshu Chav Lachirim is Koino, and the Chum holds that Tevis Abachayv Makshu Chav Lachirim is Ina Koino. And the Gemara answers, Oma Meima Vitim Rapapa, a Meim responds that some say it was Rapapa, and we continue on Dafyu Bezam Nalf, Dilmaloyi, that maybe this is not the basis of Machlekes. And as the Gemara will explain, that it's possible that Rabbi Lezer actually generally would hold that Tevis Abachayv Makshu Chav Lachirim is not Koino. And it's possible that Rabbanu would generally hold that Tevis B'chayv Makom Shechav L'chayim, but it would be Koino. And as the Gemara explains, I kind of like Rabbi Elazar Hossam, that maybe the only time that Rabbi Elazar said that he could be Koino is only by the Gei Adina Peah, that L'migudi B'y Mafkalin L'chasev Habe Oni, because since it's Osher, even though at this point he can't take Peah and he's not allowed to take it for himself, but if he would be Mafka all his L'chasev, he would be an Oni, the Chazilei, and then he could take the Peah by himself, so therefore Migudi Zachal L'Nafshei, since he could take it for himself, Zachal L'chavri, so Reuven now can acquire the payah for his friend as well and take it for Shimon, aval hachaloi, but benegir din of tafis b'chayv, makshu chav l'achirim, since he doesn't have any right to that money, so therefore he can't be koin on behalf of someone else, when it'll be chayv for someone else. And a meima or a papa continue, va'akam le'kam rabbanu hasam, and maybe the only time the rabbanon said that Reuven can't go and be koin any payah for Shimon is only benegir payah itself, as over there this is exeris ha'kasav, and the Gemara will bring a drasha from the pasuk where it states, of a kutsu and there's a comment after the word salakate, and then we learn, however, the Gemara will learn this pasuk as if it doesn't have a comma, as if it says, and as the Gemara says, because b'negei peah, the pasuk says, and we learn out as if it says, that since Reuven is an usher, he can't take peah for an ani, even though he could be mafkiz and chasim, and that is why the Chacham say he's not koino, and then la'ani hanim tzirishayin. However, aval hachaloi, but b'negei a din about tevis b'achoy b'makshu chav l'achirim, where it's not a din b'negei a peah, so maybe the Rabbanu would agree over there that someone can be tevis b'achoy even though it's makshu chav l'achirim, and he would be koino. And therefore, Meima and Rav Papa respond back to Rav Chisda that this Mishnah, Mesechtes Peah, does not necessarily have anything to do with the din of Atayvus B'Chayy B'Makim Shechav L'Achirim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar, Haid Lois Lakit my Avalei, L'Chay Rabbi Elazar learns that an Usher can go and collect for an Ani, and L'Chay, what does he do with the Sekseir Sekasev of Lois Lakit L'Ani, that the Rabbanon learned, Lois Lakit Loi L'Ani, and the Gemara answers, M'Bayilei L'Haz L'Ani Ashloi, that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that if there's an Ani that actually owns a Sada, so one may think that he doesn't have a Chiv to take off pay at all, the Gemash 1, the Torah tells us, then an ani also has a chiyuv to take off payah from his own sada, and as Rashi says, lahaza ani ashloi ani a roy lito payah v'yesh loy sada his yirah kasav l'niach ba payah. And the Gemara continues in the quote from Mishnah shemiyitzah shloi lazanus avdi rishai that Rabbanan stated that by going out free, it's not considered a chiyuv for the eved, even though at this point he will lose his schus to be fed from the adin. But the maisi, even if he would be an eved, he could lose that schus as the eved doesn't have any requirement to actually support the eved. And our Gemara begins shmas mina that l'chayr we see from our Mishnah. That a master could say to his Eved, that although you have to work with me, however, I don't have to feed you, and I don't have to be mefarnes you. As he points out, that even though, of course, the Odin doesn't have to support him, but the Odin has to give him a right to be able to have time to go out and collect money. And as Rashi says, you'll have to go out and collect by the doorways, and you'll have to collect your mezainis from the people in the town. And the Gemara answers, our mission is not talking about a case where he says that I'm not going to give you food, and you have to go and be chizal Gemara Pesachim, but the case is the Amalei that the Adon said to the Evan, say Maisi Dechlam Zaynus Secha, that instead of me giving you Mizaynus, you could go and work and you'll earn money, and based on earning money, you'll be able to take that money and support yourself. And this is what the Rabbanim meant when it stated in the Mishnah, Shem Yitzah Shalei Lodzins Avdei Rishai, that the Adon could say that I'm not going to give you food directly, and instead you should go and earn a living, and this way you'll be able to have food. The Gemara continues that Lemaisa in the Mishnah, the Rabbanim said, Benigay and Isha, that Vishalei Lodzins Ishtai Eni Rishai, that a man cannot tell his wife that I'm not going to give you food, and I'm not going to support you. And therefore the Gemara now is, the Gavasa Gabi Isha, Lechayr, the case of the woman is the same case as the Eved, the Amalah that the husband told her, See Maisi Dechim Zayn Secha, that even though he said, I'm not going to support you, it doesn't mean that I'll leave you without any mezainis and you'll have to be machsal or psachim. But what it means is that he tells his wife, you could go work and you'll use your earnings in order to buy you mezainis. But the Gemara asks, my loy, why does the Mishnah say that a man can't say to his wife, of course you have a right to say this? And the Gemara answers, Isha b'dlei safka, the case in the Mishnah is where the woman's maisei dayim would not be enough to support her and to give her proper mezainis. And therefore, the husband will have to supplement that, and the husband has no way to get around that, and he must supplement that. And therefore, it's a chayv for a woman to be divorced, as at this point, the husband will no longer have to support her. And if she doesn't earn enough money in order to support herself, then her husband will no longer have to give her what she's missing. And of course, that's a detriment to her, and that's a chayv to her. And the Gemara is, Evan Nami Blay Safik. Lechayr, once again, the case of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Eved Maisei Dayim will not be enough to support him, and Lechayr, he'll be able to get that money from the Adon, and therefore, it should be chayv him by receiving a get shikra and by going free. And the Gemara answers, that's good for the point of the Rabbanon, that in the Chanami, there is a major nafkamina between an Isha and an Eved, as Avdad Nanam Krasai Lo Shavya, as if there's an Eved that even when he works, he doesn't even earn enough to support himself, then certainly, Lemari Lamarsi Lamayim Mitbayi, so to what good is he to his master and his mistress, as Lemaisa, they're not getting any benefit from him, and certainly they don't have to supplement his earnings, and they don't have any requirement to give him food in order to supplement whatever his deficit is as to his mezaynes. And as Rashi says, Hilkach in a Mesef bin Shaloi, that certainly the Adon will not supplement from his own money, al yachsal al psachim, he'll force the Eved to have to go around and collect money, ki mi chafen al zaynel hafse shaloi, and who'll force the Adon to give the Eved food and to lose out, avl isha kachisne ima b'ksubasa, but when a gay wife, that's the tnai ksuba, va'at heyosva v'besu misazmin al chasei, and therefore if the woman's maisei dayim is not enough to support her, then the husband definitely has to give her support, and therefore certainly when a woman gets a divorce and now will not receive that supplemental income, then certainly that's considered a chayvar, and that's why in Chavon Adam Shalai Befanav. However, this svar doesn't apply b'negei Eved, and the svar is that Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav, as we explained in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, and we'll want to bring a raya that an Adam could say to his Eved, Asay Yemi Ve'in Yizaycha, Tashma, will bring a raya from the following braisa, Eved Shegolo L'Ori Miklat, if an Eved went to Golos to Ori Miklat because he killed someone b'shegeg, Ein Rabbi Chayv L'Zaynai, then his master doesn't have to give him food, Rabbi, and even so, the Eved's earnings will go to his master. And the Gemara says, Shema Mino, we see from this Braisa, that even though you have to give me your Maisei Dayim, I don't have a Chiyuv to support you. And the Gemara says, it's not a Raya, because Hacha Bayeskina, the Braisa is talking about a case, the Amaloi, save Maisei Dechlam Zayin Secha, that the Adon said to the Eved, then you should keep your Maisei Dayim, and I won't have to give you support. And the Gemara asks, so the Braisa stated that the Maisei Dayim will go to his master, but Lechayr, that's not true. We just said that the master stated that you should keep your Maisei Dayim in order to support yourself, and I won't get your Maisei Dayim. And the Gemara answers, La Dafa, that in the Chanami, when the Braisa stated, El Maisei Yadav L'Rabbi, it doesn't mean that all the earnings of the Eved goes to the Master. And certainly, all the Maisei Dayim that the Eved needs in order to support himself, that goes to the Eved. However, any excess earnings that this Eved earns would go to the Master. And the Gemara asks, Hadafa Pshito V'Lachir, the excess earnings certainly go to the Adon. Why would he not like that? And therefore, what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? And the Gemara explains, that since we know that the Eved doesn't have enough money, then the Adon doesn't have any responsibility to give him mezainis, as we just saw beforehand. One may think, when the Eved has a surplus and he has enough to actually support himself, and he even has extra, maybe the Adon shouldn't take from him, as in this way the Eved could put away this money for a rainy day for a period where he doesn't have enough money, as at that point the Rabbi will not give him mezainis, and in this way the Eved will have some savings, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that even though he had a surplus, the Eved has to give that to the master, even though the master doesn't have any responsibility to give him money if he has a shortage. And the Gemara continues with Maishna La'ari Miklad, the Lechayr, why did the Braisa give a case where the Eved went to Golos to Ari Miklad, and that is where we said that in Rabbi Chayv L'Zaynai, V'loi Oy L'Shemais Gadol the Rabbi, if L'chorin is not necessarily only relevant to a case where the Eved is an Ari Miklat, and Tais points out that Bishleim, if the price is teaching us that a Rav could say to his Eved, so then we could see that the Chiddush is that even though the Eved is an Ari Miklat, and the Pasuk in Pashas Dvarim tells us, and we should keep him alive, maybe we would have a Havmina that even if the Gdin is that Yachar Rav Leim L'Eved, that's in a normal scenario. However, if an Eved is Goyal to Ari Miklat, maybe the Adon has more of a responsibility and he can't say and he has to support him, and that would be the Chiddush of the Braisa, that he doesn't even have to support him in an Ari Miklat. However, now that the Gemara just explained that the Chiddush of the Braisa has nothing to do with the din of Yachal Rav Loim L'Eved Aseyim Yivein Nizancha, as it's talking about a case where the Adon said see my see Dechlem Zayin Asecha, so why would the Braisa Dafka speak about a case where the Eved was in an Ari Miklat? And the Gemara answers a similar svara that Salkadai Techamina V'chai, that you may think that since the Pasuk says Ben Geir Ari Miklat, V'nasal Achas Ben Ari Ma'el V'chai, so therefore Avalei Chiyusa Tvei, now maybe the Adon will have a chiyuv to actually let the Eved keep any excess money and any surplus that he earns, Kamash Blan, that he doesn't have such a chiyuv, even if the Eved is in the Ari Miklat. And the Gemara now continues and brings the sefer of that exact Braisa, so the ratio of the Braisa stated that Eved Shagol Ari Miklat in Rabbi Chayv L'Zoynoi V'loi Oid Al Shemais Yadol Rabbi, and our Gemara continues and brings the sefer of a Midtani sefer, since it's the sefer of the Braisa states, Avel Isha Shagol Salari Miklat by L'Chayv M'Zayin Seah, that a woman that goes to Ari Miklat, her husband is Chayv to give him Zaynis, Mechlal D'Loi Amalah, it's Muchach that the husband did not say to her, see my see a Dayak B'Zayin Seah, as the Amalah, because if the husband said this to her, Baila my Chayv, so why would the husband be Chayv to support her, and when the sefer D'Loi Amalah, and since the sefer is not talking about a case where he said to her, see my see a Dayak B'Zayin Seah, so L'Chayv Reishin Ami D'Loi Amalah, so it must be in the Reisha also, the Odin did not say to the Eved, see my see a Dechlum Zayin Seah, and since the Reisha stated that in Rabbi Chayv L'Zaynoi, it must be because that Yachal Rav Loim L'Eved, Aseimi Ve'in Ezancha, and the Gemara answers, Lo'ilum D'Amalei, that in Chanami D'Reisha, the Odin said to the Eved, see my see a Dechlum Zayin Seah, Ve'isha B'Loi Sofka, and even though in the Sefer, the husband also said to his wife, see my see a Dayak B'Zayin Seah, however, since she didn't have enough money to support herself, even by working, so that's why the Braisa teaches us that Bala Chayv B'Zayin Seah, that a husband has to supplement her income and has to give her enough for her mezonos. And the Gemara continues, "V'am the Tani Sefer, but the Meisa in the Sefer the Brisa continues and says, V'amamalav, the husband said to her, 'See, Meisa Yadayich b'nei Nesayich, we show you that he's allowed to do so and he doesn't have to support her.' Mechlal the Reisha d'loy amalav, so it's mashma that the Reisha, the husband didn't say to his wife, 'See, Meisa Yadayich b'nei Nesayich,' and that's why the husband is chayv to give his support. And the first case by Eved that went to the Ari Miklat, L'chayr the master didn't say to the Eved, 'See, Meisa Yadayich b'nei Nesayich,' and therefore L'chayr we should have a raya that the Adon could say to the Eved, 'Asei mi ve'in ezancha.' And the Gemara answers, 'No, hachi kama the in the chenami in the case of Isha is talking about a case where he said to her, 'See my seidayich b'zayin nesayich,' and l'maisa she didn't have enough money and it was blei safka. But the Sefer is telling her, 'Viz misapekes.' However, if she has enough money, the amalah and he told her, 'See my seidayich b'zayin nesayich,' then rishoy then he doesn't have to support her. And the Gemara asks, 'Misapekes ma'ilam emra, if she has enough money from a ma'isidayim, so of course the husband doesn't have to give her support, and what is the chiddush of the braisa?' And the Gemara answers, 'Maru tema, one may think, kol kvuda bas melech prima, since the pasuk tells us in Tehillim that every Jewish woman is considered like a princess, and the proper place for a princess is in their home based on stias, and therefore, even though, of course, if she's in her hometown, then the din is that a husband could say to his wife, 'See my sidayach b'mzeh nesayach,' as people will come to her own home to bring her work, and she'll be able to support herself based on the work that she does. However, maybe you think that in a case where she goes to Ari Miklat, and people don't know over there, and the only way that she'll actually be able to get work is only by going out of her house and going to find work. So maybe over there we would say that her husband doesn't have a right to say, 'See my seidayach b'mzeh nesayach,' in order to make sure that she's a tznua and she could stay at home. Kamash Malan, that her husband could say, 'See my seidayach b'mzeh nesayach,' and if she doesn't have enough food, then her husband will have to supplement her income. And if she has enough food, then her husband doesn't have to supplement her income at all." And the Gemara continues, "Leiman Katanoi, let us say this question, if a Rav could say to his Eved, 'Aseim Ivein is Uncha,' if he could do so or not, is actually a machlekes tanoim, as Rav Shimon Gamliel states, Yochla Eved Leim L'Rabbi, that an Eved could say to his master, B'shnei Betzuris, while it's a hunger year and when it's a famine, Oy Panasani, either you have to support me, Oy Yitzel L'Nacharis, or let me go out free. The chumrim, the chum state, harishus piad rabbi, that the rishus is in the hand of the master, and he could tell his adon that I won't let you free, and I won't give you panasa. And the gemara states, my lab, how come the let us say the machlekes is goof for this machlekes, the master of yochol, that the chum hold yochol rab loy mil eved aseimi ve'ina zoncha, and master of ina yochol, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that rab cannot say to his eved aseimi ve'ina zoncha, and he always has to give him panasa, and that's why the eved could say to his master, oy panasani, oy tzilin lechiris. And the gemara answers with Tisbara, you can't tell me that this is actually the base of machlekes, because higher panasani oy tzilin lechiris, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that the eved could tell his master, either you should give me panasa or you must let me go free, but l'chayr, that's not the two stadim, as l'chayr, the stadim of the eved is, oy panasani, either you should support me, oy tenli maisi yadi panasani mi baile, or the eved should say, that you have to allow me to keep my maisi yadayim in order that I should have panasa, v'oy maishna b'shnei b'tzeris, and if this is the machlekes, then why would Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim be arguing in a specific scenario where there's a famine, if l'chayr, this machlekes should be a machlekes, even in a regular year? On that, the Gemara answers, elo hachmaiskinon, so it must be the Amaloi, say my Sidechim Zayn Secha. This machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon is talking about a case where the Adon said to the Eved that you should keep your Maisi Yadayim in order to support yourself. However, in the year where there was a famine, the earnings of the Eved was not enough to support the Eved, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava, so Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Eved says to his master, Oi Panasani, either you should support me, or you let me go out free, as if I would go around as an Eved to go and collect from people, they won't want to give me money as l'maisa I'm an eved, and therefore they won't have any rachmanis on me. However, if you let me go out free, then people will actually have rachmanis on me because they'll look at me as a ger and they'll feel that they have to take care of me, and therefore it'll be easier for me to collect money. And Rabbanan Savi and Rabbanan Og and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they hold that even though he's still an eved, people will have rachmanis on him, and therefore the eved can't have a taina that you should let me out free, as manim rachma b'dei chori, the same people that will have rachmanis and give tzedakah to someone that's a complete Jew and a complete Ben Choyin, Eved Nami Rechumim Rachim, they will also have Rachmanis and give tzedakah to an Eved, as an Eved is Chayv and Mitzvahs like an Isha, and therefore they'll give tzedakah to him just like he's a regular Jew. And once again, the Gemara continues and wants to bring a raya that a master could say to his Eved, Aseyimi Ve'in Zoncha, as Tashma the Rav, that Rav said, Hamakdish Dei Avdai, and if an Adon says that I want to be Makdish the hands of my Eved, and the din is that anything that the Eved will now create and any Maisi Daim that the Eved has will be considered Hegdish. So if the Adon is not supporting the Eved, so Oisa Eved Loiva Va'ichol, then the only way for this Eved to support himself is he should go borrow money, and then he'll have enough money to go and buy food and be able to eat. And then in order for the Eved to pay back his lender, Va'oisa will go and do work, Upareya, and then he'll be able to pay back his lender for the amount of money they borrowed. And Lemaisa, we see that Rav's case is a situation where the Adon wasn't supporting this Eved, and even so, he was able to be Makdish, the Maisi Yadayim of the Eved, and the workload of the Eved, and therefore Shema Minah Yochel Rav Loimel Eved Aseyimi Ve'in Zoncha. So l'chayr we see from the words of Rav that a master could say to his Eved that you have to work for me even though I'm not giving you panasa, and that's why even though he wasn't giving him panasa, the Adon still had a right to his work product, and therefore he was able to be makdish the Adon's work product. And the Gemara answers Hachamay Eskimim B'mayel LeMizoynis, that the case of the Brice is talking about a scenario where the Adon was actually giving Mizoynis to the Eved, and therefore of course there was no problem with him being makdish his Maisi Yadayim as he had full rights to Maisi Yadayim, but in a Chanami, in Yochel Rav Loim Le'Eved, Aseyimi Ve'in Zoncha, and if the Adon would not be supporting the Eved, then you would not have a right to be Makdish the hands of the Eved for Hegdish. And the Gemara continues that if Rav's talking about a case where the Adon is actually supporting the Eved, Ehachi Amai Lov Ve'ichol, then why does Rav say that he has to borrow money in order to support himself in order to eat, if L'Chir he was receiving Panasa from the Master? And we continue on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and the Gemara answers, La'adofa, that in a Chanami, the Adon was supporting the Eved, but he was only giving him a specific amount of food, and the Eved wanted to have more food. And Rav gives an Eitzah to the Eved that even though your Maisi Yadayim are Hukdash to Hegdish, however, L'maisa there's a way to get around it, as you could borrow money first and use that for Hadafah, and you will then be able to work and pay off the lender. And the Gemara continues, V'lei Melei Hegdish Ad Hashto Sari L'cha B'loi Hadafah V'hash Nami Tiske L'cha B'loi Hadafah. The L'chira, how could the Gemara say that he has a right to actually take money and borrow money for Hadafah, and the Eved will then have to go and work and pay back the lender, but L'chayr, at that point, he's making Hegdish lose out money because based on him getting this extra food, he now has to work extra for the leiva, and that money generally would go to Hegdish. And the Gemara answers, Hegdish gufei nichalei kehech lishbech avdei, that in Chanami, Hegdish is happy that the Eved will borrow money in order to get excess food, because in that way he'll be stronger, and that will be a benefit for Hegdish. And the Gemara continues that Rav gave an Eitzah that if the Eved wants Hadafa, he could borrow money, and then afterwards he could work, and he'll pay off the lender from his work product. And the Gemara asks, Eisu Perea, how could he go work and then pay off the lender, Kama Kaddishly, if every time he works, that work product actually belongs to Hegdish, and therefore the money that he earns belongs to Hegdish, and how could he give it to the lender? And the Gemara answers, Bepachas Ben Sharabruta, that he actually will only earn less than the Sharabruta, and he'll give that to the lender. Now, L'chayr, if something is less than the Sharabruta, how you'll actually transfer that to the lender is a major question, and the Pnei Yeshua explains that he'll actually have to work for the lender, and every time he earns less than the Sharabruta, we will consider as if it was a payback to the lender, and therefore he never earned a Sharabruta, and he never had to go to Hegdish, and he'll do so until he finishes paying back the Leiva, and afterwards he'll start working for Hegdish once again. And let's see Taisa's deal with Maskal Pachas Ben Sharabruta, Perish Bekudrus, the Ein Hegdish Chol, Pachas Ben Sharabruta, the Hegdish will not be Chal on something that's less than a Sharabruta, the Hikshu Rabbein Yitzchak, the Tanan Bazov, that we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Bat Metzia, Chomish Prutas Hain, that there are five things that have a din of a Pruta, listed in Sheish Prutas Hain, L'chari, the Mishnah over there should list six Prutas, the Ein Hegdish Chol, Pachas Ben Sharabruta, as we see in our Gemara, that Ein Hegdish Chol, Pachas Ben Sharabruta. And based on this question, Taisa argues on Rashi, and he explains, V'aymeri, the Hachayim Taimer, the Pshat in our Gemara, when it says that you're going to work Pachas Ben Sharabruta, is She'im B'daita Shem Makdash Yachla Pachas Ben Sharabruta. Now, although generally there is a din that Hekish can be chal on Pachas Ben Sharabruta, however, in our scenario, it's not the das of an Odin that any work that the Eved does that's less than a Sharabruta should be considered Hegdish, and therefore the Odin only meant to give to Hegdish any work product of the Eved that's at least a Sharabruta. And the Gemara continues, Hachinami Mistavra, that it's also Mistavra to say that Rav actually holds that in the Yachal Rav Loimel Le'Eved, Aseimi Ve'in Zancha, as the Omer Rav, because we have another member of Rav that states, Hamakdish De Avdai, that if someone's makdish the hands of his eved, meaning that he gives the rights of the maisi daim of his eved to Hegdish, and Rav teaches us that oisav eved oisav oichol, that eved has to work in order to earn money to buy his food, and the eloy avda, if he doesn't work, man polchlei, who will give him food, and certainly Hegdish will not provide the eved with food. And the Gemara now explains that l'chayr we have two different members of Rav, and iyam b'shleima hachba meilo ve'in yachol. So if we will explain that the first member of Rav is talking about a case where the master was providing food for the eved, and the only reason why the Eved had to go and find food was for Adafa, and we would learn that Rav holds that in the Yachal Rav Leim La'avdai Aseimi Ve'in Zancha. So then the second member of Rav also makes sense, as Baha B'she'ena Maila, this member of Rav is talking about a case where the Odin actually did not give food to the Eved, and since the master has a chiyuv to provide food and support his Eved, so therefore the Eved could go and work in order to get his food, and only after the Eved worked enough that he has enough food, then only after that point would his hands be considered Hegdish, and therefore Shape, both members of Rav, could make sense. Eli Amrit Hach B'she'ina Maila V'yachol, if you're going to say that the first member of Rav is talking about a case where the master was not giving food to the Odin, and Rav holds that Yachol Rav Loim La'avdai Aseimi Ve'ini Zancha, and that's why Rav said that at this point the Eved's hands are completely hooked dash to Hegdish, and therefore the only way for him to support himself is by borrowing money from someone else. So L'chari, how could it be then the second member of Rav, the Eloi of the Man Polachlei, the Rav gives a svar that if he doesn't work for himself, then who will support him? Man debay niflchei lemaisa, anyone that wants to support him can support him, meaning that the Odin can say, I don't want to support you, and Hegdish could also say, I don't want to support you, and in order for this Eved to receive his support, he would have to borrow money and then pay it off by working for the lender and earning less than a Sharabruta at a time. And therefore the Gemara says, Alav shmar mina in yachol, and therefore we see from these two members of Rav that Rav must hold that in yachol Rav loy mele Eved aseyimi ve'in yizancha. And the Gemara continues that even though we just proved that Rav holds that in Yachal Rav Leim Le'evdai Aseimi Ve'in Yizancha, however we'll find our Meir Rabbi Yechron who holds just the opposite, and he holds that Yachal Rav Leim Le'evdai Aseimi Ve'in Yizancha. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your right, Rabbi Yechron holds that Yachal Rav Leim Le'evdai Aseimi Ve'in Yizancha. That Rabbi Yechron, because Rabbi Yechron taught us, HaKatei Yad Avdei Shechaveri, if Reuven cuts off the hand of the Eved of his friend Shimon, then Nisan Shifter Rufasal Rabbi, then Reuven has to pay Shimon, who is the Adon, for the lost earnings of the Eved, as well as for any medical expenses of the Eved. And Rabbi Yechon continues, Va'isei Eved Nizim and Tzedakah, and this Eved will have to receive support from Tzedakah. And the Gemara now brings a Raya, Shema Mina, Yochel Rav Loimel Eved, Aseimi Ve'in Yizancha, by the fact that over here, the Eved is hurt and he's not working, and we see that the Odin is not supporting him, So we see that Adon could say to the Eved, "Aseyimi ve'ini zancha," and you'll have to go and collect money from tzedakah. And once again, the Gemara says it's not a riot from this member of Rabbi Yechon that he holds the Yachal Rav Loim La'avdai Aseyimi ve'ini zancha. As Hachar Ba'iskinah b'Ma'alim Zaynus, we're talking about a case where the Adon is actually supporting the Eved, and the Gemara says, "Yachal Amay Nizim in tzedakah." If it's true that the Adon is supporting the Eved, so why did Rabbi Yechon say that he should be Nizim in tzedakah? It's mashmur that the Adon is not supporting the Eved, and the Gemara answers that really the Adon is supporting the Eved. However, he's only giving his basic needs, and ladafa, and if the Eved wants any more, then he has to go to tzedakah, and they will give him any money they need for his ladafa, and for excess money for food. And the Gemara explains that this can't be pshat in Rabbi Yechon, because he hachi nizayin mispanis mibayle, l'chay, why Rabbi Yechon say that the Eved will be nizim in that tzedakah, which is mashman, he'll get his basic requirements and his basic food from tzedakah, as if he can't say that I will not give you food, and it's only talking about ladafa, l'chay, Rabbi Yechon should have stated, ha'eved mispanis min that tzedakah, which generally the Lashon Panasa is referring to something that's excess and not referring to someone's basic necessities. And therefore the Gemara says that it can't be that we're talking about a dafa, and it must be when Rabbi Yechon said, ha'eved nizman at tzedakah, we're talking about a scenario where the Adon said, I'm not going to give the Eved food because he's not working for me. And therefore, alav shma mina yochol shma mina. So we see the Rabbi Yechon holds that yochol rav loim la'eved aseyimi ve'in yizoncha, and this is a good raya. And therefore we just saw raya that rav holds that ein yochol rav loim la'eved aseyimi ve'in yizoncha, and we saw raya that Rabbi Yechon holds that yochol rav loim la'avdai aseyimi ve'in yizoncha, and this question is machlekes between Amroim. And keep in mind that although Rabbi Yechon only discusses Sheves and Ripui, however Ayin Rashi we discusses what is the din b'negei nezek tzar and boishes. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the din of Rabbi Yechon. Amar, we just said from Rabbi Yechon, nice and shifter for us the rabbi, that if Reuven cuts off the hand of Shimon's Eved, then Reuven has to pay Shimon for the loss of the earnings of the Eved, and he also has to pay for the medical expenses of the Eved, and he has to make this payment to the Adon. And the Gemara asks, shifter pshita, it's pashut that Reuven has to pay to Shimon the loss of the earnings of the Eved, as certainly it caused this loss to the Adon. And Rashi points out, we just said that from this memra we actually saw that Rabbi Yechon holds that Yochel Rav Loim La'avdai Aseyimi Ve'in Ezoncha, and we wouldn't notice without the Gemara telling us that even though the master is not actually supporting this Eved, that he still has the right to his Maisi Yadayim. And Rashi explains that if the only Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon when he states Noishin Shiftai is to teach us this din, then Rabbi Yechon should have just said that Oisei Eved Nizim Minat Tzedaka, and we would see that the other doesn't have to support his Eved when he's not working for him. And the Gemara says Ein Chanami, that there is no Chiddush in Shiftai, and the Chiddush is before us is to chlay that Rabbi Yechon mechadish to us that the Adon receives the payment for his medical expenses. And the Gemara asks, for us today, the opposite should be true, that any medical expenses should go to the Eved. And as the Gemara explains, the Bayi Suyabay, because the Maisa, the Eved, needs this money in order to pay for his medical expenses. And the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, that in a Chanami, in a normal case, the medical expenses certainly goes to Eved, and he needs that money to be healed. However, the case of Rabbi Yechon was, that they actually estimated that the Eved would need 5 days of medical expenses, and they gave him very strong medicine, and therefore the Eved got healed in 3 days, and there's now a surplus of money that's available because it didn't cost as much as they thought to be able to heal this Eved. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon is that you may think that the Eved could have a taina that he should get the money because the Maisa, he went through more tzar in order to be healed quickly, and therefore he is entitled to that money. Kamash Mulan, that the Eved is not entitled to the money, and the Adon receives that money. And as Rashi says, that the Adon is entitled to any excess and any profits that come to the hand of the Eved, and therefore, since Lamaisa there was extra money over here that was not actually needed for the actual medical expenses, therefore the Adon receives that, and the Eved does not receive it, and we will stop over here.